Hi, Disha.
Mr. Birappa, welcome to Morning Number One.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on Morning Number One.
Sir, I was wondering, could you tell us how many years you've been living in Bangalore? How long has it been?
Well, I've lived in Bangalore almost all my life. I moved here as a child in the late 60s, and I've stayed here ever since.
Have you been hearing about the recent incidents in Bangalore on national media about how unsafe it's becoming and how almost Delhi seems to be having a competition in another big metro in safety for women?
You know, in the story of India, where you expect this to happen everywhere but in Bangalore.
Yes.
It's what's most shocking. So I'm very upset by the fact that Bangalore has now acquired such a dubious reputation. But even more upsetting than that is the fact that our politicians and our law enforcement officials tacitly agree with the molesters and do not support the victims at all, and instead blame them for dressing indecently or wearing Western clothes or being out at night. You know, this is robbing them of their freedom completely, that they have every right to expect. And that's what upsets me so much.
Mr. Birappa, 60s to 2016, has the graph been gradual or do you see a sudden influx of all these hooligans in public spaces? How recent do you think this is? Has it been gradual? Has it been sudden?
I think it's really a corollary of the political system. Over the last 5 years, politicians hire goons, empower them with cash payments, liquor, food, all sorts of things, and gives them the right to behave in whatever arbitrary and violent fashion they want to. And once they taste that kind of thing, they want a free-for-all. They come out on a Christmas Eve or a New Year's and they see every jatre and every even gathering of people as an opportunity to molest women.
Yes.
And this is the sad story of India. This is a new narrative. And what really shocks me is that women friends of mine tell me there is not a moment in our lives when we feel safe. Not in our offices, not on the street.
It's true.
Not in the malls, not in the markets. And for some of them, not even at home.
Yes, those are
what
horrific
does this
stories.
Say about
yes,
us as a nation? It just kills me that we are a country like this and that Bangalore has become a city where goons can come out and with impunity molest women.
There's a new footage that's come out from Kamanahalli where two men on a bike molested a woman.
That. But I saw the girl being molested with such bravado,
yes.
You know, these
yes.
guys didn't give a damn. He got off his scooter and he goes there and tries to kiss her and hug her and seals her up. And I mean, it was disgusting.
It was disgusting, really. Yes.
And the other one was standing there and watching it. I don't know whether she screamed or whether there were traffic noises. She was in shock.
Yes.
And, you know, you go dumb with shock. You know, it's happened to me. I once got mugged many, many years ago. And I lost my voice. It just sort of like nothing would come out. I was in such a state of shock because the police are saying, let the victims come forward and register a complaint. Why do the police have to wait for anyone to register a complaint? Why can't they just take a Siomoto complaint that they've seen it? Their own police people have seen the molestation. Who else has to be witness? Their own people are witnesses to what has happened. What are they trying to cover up today? From the chief minister to the home minister, everyone's in denial. Come on, issue an apology. Get to the bottom of the matter and fix things. Why is everyone so much in denial? I just cannot figure that out, you know. Okay, something happened. A terrible mistake was committed, whatever the reasons were. I heard the police were in a state of turmoil because all the transfers had been effected just one day before.
Yes.
So there was nobody in charge. There was one senior officer in charge of 1,500 policemen. And if 1,500 policemen on MG Road could not protect people, if there was no system of making a one-way, something could have been done. One little incident happened and it snowballed and snowballed.
Yes.
Because when a group of young men see another group of young men getting away with it, they just want to do the same thing.
You're
but
right.
The silence from the chief minister, the home minister and the police commissioner is very disturbing. They should instantly issue an apology to everyone and get to the root of this matter and sort things out. Not sit there denying everything. At the end of the day, it's such a difficult situation.
Yes.
At least go out in gangs, get your whole class together and go out as a big gang where nobody can attack you or there are enough people to protect you and make a noise if something happens. Don't go out alone or in twos. At least there's safety in numbers. It's the only advice I can offer right now. These are our public spaces. This is where we should be allowed to exist without fear. But we've become a city where when an accident happens, People gather around and take pictures.
We watch.
You know, this is the city we have become. Bengaluru has just succumbed to the ailments of a big city that has thousands of migrants and people coming in all the time. Not enough and adequate policing.
Yes.
No firm hand from the government. Come on, the government can give us that much.
They can.
That if we cannot depend on a duly elected government and the police that they have put in position
yes.
to safeguard our city, this is my constitutional right.
Mr. Birappa, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. Thank you for talking to me.